Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Xin Jie Luo Bei. As one of the most popular Broadway musicals in the international market, The Sound of Music is at the New Bond 31 Performing Arts Center on 2 December the 10th. Sun Siqi has the story.
The version performed in China was directed by three-time Tony Award winner Jack O'Brien. The cast is the Broadway North American troupe, which has been touring around the world for a year. Shanghai is the first stop on the second round of its international tour. Based on the true story of the Von Trapp family singers, The Sound of Music tells the tale of young Maria, whose free spirit has trouble fitting into the rules and regulations of Naumburg Abbey. Commissioned by the Mother Abbess to serve as the governess for seven motherless children, Maria transforms the Von Trapp family home from a place of dour rules and regulations to one filled with joy, with laughter, and with music.
I think that the most important part of this production is that the way that it was directed by Jack O'Brien, it has a very contemporary sense of the way people communicate and the celebration of the performers. But what makes this production terrific and special is definitely the design elements, which are very, very, very current and contemporary, as well as the way that it was directed.
This is the third time this classic musical has been performed in China. The first time the show came to China was in 2004 and generated nearly 17 million yuan at the box office. This year, it'll be on stage in Shanghai for 3 weeks before moving on to other cities in China, including Tianjin, Hangzhou, Suzhou, and Guangzhou.
While introducing a number of international original performances, we are hoping to boost the market and cultivate more theatergoers with the top-level shows, and we are also hoping to train our crew members, including the backstage staff, performers, and technical teams. We hope to identify where we need to work and improve from the experience.
You wait for a girl on an empty
stage for fate to turn the light on. First performed in 1959, The Sound of Music will celebrate its 65th anniversary next year. To date, it's been performed over 4,000 times on Broadway in New York and in London's West End, setting a Guinness record for the most people watching a show in a week. The Sound of Music has created memories for generations of audiences around the world. The stage shows, musical albums, films, and TV specials have won Tonys, Grammys, Oscars, and Emmys. Sun Siqi, Shanghai Life.
The finals for the 2023 Shanghai Virtual Sports Open concluded last night in Huangpu District. Over the last 7 months, hundreds of participants got to experience how technology can make sports more accessible. Zhang Yun has more.
Virtual rowing may look similar of what people normally do at the gym, but the large screen showing the race on the water makes the competition more intense and real.
For rowing, it's quite nice to be able to see everyone going to the finish line. Everyone is so busy, so even though my preference is rowing, I actually don't go on the erg very much, but when we're busy, we can go on the machine and we can track our time.
On the other side of the venue, 12 virtual motorsport racers were competing in a 20-minute race on the Shanghai F1 International Circuit. In virtual cycling, participants had made their way up a 6-kilometer gentle slope, then cycle another 8 kilometers of bumpy roads, which required a quick response from the riders.
It simulates cycling on real roads, but we don't need to worry about getting injured. We can also compete with people basically anywhere, no matter you are in Europe or the United States.
This year was the second edition of the event. The schedule, prize money incentives, and gaming software was updated. The number of sports expanded from 5 to 7 and featured 36 events.
Virtual sports is definitely an easier way for people, especially, like I said, the city people, to access to all different kinds of sports. You know, like in auto racing, it's very hard for people to do it daily. To getting a simulator is much easier and a faster way for people to pick up this kind of sports, and for rowing as well.
Virtual sports have been gaining a lot of traction. In June this year, Singapore hosted the Olympic Esports Week, featuring virtual forms of motorsport, rowing, and sailing. 张月莎来访。